Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
All right, so first up, I had a really quick update. So remember the guy who had his arm chomped off by an alligator on Sunday? And then how it was because he fell in a pond and he said it was no big deal. Well, now it's because he skipped the line at the bar bathroom and he went to take a leak by the pond. I know. The guy who had his whole arm chomped off by a gator behind the Banditos bar. That legit happened. So just saying, maybe don't ever do that. Don't just wait in line and never go by any water ever. Let's see. Miami Herald. A Florida woman in a pink dress stole a $120,000 tractor, Florida cops say. And then it got weird. Miami Herald. A woman wearing a pink dress is accused of carrying out a series of odd thefts in a rural Florida community, one of which involved riding off on someone's $120,000 John Deere tractor, according to Polk County Sheriff's Office. They said the 46-year-old, why she wanted it is unclear, but detectives note it was not the strangest thing taken during the spree. Bedsheets, blue jeans, toiletries, camouflage wading boots, several packages of frozen venison, and a bottle of wine. I'm sorry, but that sounds like a fun night. Were also stolen from a home, according to an affidavit. And she apparently also slept in one victim's bed.
What?
Yes, they said. So she's facing three misdemeanors, 35 felonies. And she stole John Deere tractor while wearing a pink. So she just like went on a crazy spree. It was in, they said, an area 30 miles northeast of Tampa, the Kathleen area. And it was a neighbor who first called the cops because he saw a woman in a pink dress just driving a tractor down the road. And they said, well, we know that's our neighbor's tractor and we don't know who that woman is. So the KS7 from Kel-Tec might be short and slim on the outside, but it's long under the hood with its 18.5-inch barrel packed into its bullpup design. It's ready for home defense, backcountry hiking, or anywhere you need a compact 12-gauge shotgun. The KS7 is lightweight with a magazine capacity of 6+1 or 7+1, depending on shell size, easy to handle with rear loading and downward ejection, and standard carry handle that doubles as a sighting solution. Every KS7 produced at Kel-Tec is made in the USA by a team who takes pride in their work and believes in respect, family, and the right to bear arms. Every KS7 comes with a lifetime warranty with proof of purchase as original owner. Defend what matters most to you with the KS7 shotgun available through Kel-Tec. Learn more at KelTecWeapons.com. That's KelTecWeapons.com. And sign up for the Kel-Tec Insider and get a 15% coupon for your next order of gear and accessories. Secure your world with Kel-Tec. KelTecWeapons.com. So Target, they've lost over $8 billion in market value. Now, this is what gets me mad. I see headlines like this. It says retail giants spat in the face of conservatives. This is not, guys, can we just stop with that? If anything, what this has proven is that it is not just a conservative thing. You got moms and dads out there that ain't conservative that are like, gee, maybe we don't want like a swimsuit in the boys section telling him how to tuck his frank. Like, let's not have this. This is ridiculous. No pun intended, but you know what I mean? It's just, this is wild. And all of the, like the Ulta partnerships and everything else that we've seen. And I think coupled with the women losing in sports, parents are seeing this. This isn't just a conservative thing. This is an American, this is a common sense thing. It's not a conservative. You have Democrats and Republicans, cats and dogs living together, mass hysteria. It's a common sense thing. I absolutely hostily reject the idea that this is just a conservative thing. It's not. I mean, have you seen, by the way, in the UK, some of the loudest voices against the trans stuff in the UK have been what we would define as left-leaning second wave feminists. And they are the ones out there that are literally, actually, physically fighting with male misogynists cosplaying as women in the streets. I'm not even exaggerating. So this is not a conservative thing. It's a common sense thing. So they've lost a lot of cash. They sent out, I told you I was pulling this up, Greg Price got a screen cap of it. They sent out this email. I mean, I don't think anybody that's around them has any more arms to hold their beers. They said, yesterday was a very hard day for Target. And our CEO, Brian Cornell, said, thank you for the care you've shown each other, our frontline teams, and the Alphabet community. Today brings more reflection and pain and the need for continued care. This is the email. As our team in hometown and world remember the anniversary of George Floyd's murder. They actually wrote, this is a thing. Then they have a whole thing about it. That's what Target sent out in their little interdepartment email. I would just maybe focus on not tanking your company. I know it's a wild proposal. They've moved the tuck clothing. Gavin Newsom was having a fit over it. He was very upset. He accused the store of unfairly attacking the transgender and gay community. Those are two different things, by the way. Criticizing Brian Cornell, the CEO, for catering to protesters. Can I just say that it wasn't just about the pride stuff? Did you see the wording that was on a lot of the kids' clothing? I mean, it was really, parents were objecting to the wild inappropriateness. It's one thing if, I can't believe I got to say this. It's one thing if you're an adult and you go to a drag show. It's one thing if you're an adult and you go to a pride thing. It's one thing if you're an adult, you know, and you do something that with other adults, you know, in an adult area or whatever. But when you're talking about kids, I think that parents deserve the respect of being able to determine what is or what is not appropriate for the children that they're raising. And that's what this comes down to. It comes down to age appropriateness. And I just, didn't we just make fun of the prostitute stuff like 10 years ago? Were we not making fun of prostitute stuff? It is wild to me that all these people that have such a huge problem with like little kitty beauty pageants have no issue with some of the merchandise that was on display where it literally was talking about genitals, literally on the clothing. I what in the world? This is what we're talking about. Or like the swimsuits, they would have an actual female swimsuit in the boys section, and then it would have a giant tag on there. And this is all over the internet. Don't take my word for it. And it would talk. I mean, on the tag, it was talking about how to tuck your stuff. And these are kids, dude. These are kids. This is the whole issue. This is what people are objecting to, the appropriateness of it. I don't know anyone that wouldn't agree on that issue. But see, they want to present it as Republicans or conservatives being anti all of it so that they can rope in the people who think, well, yeah, you know, adults should be able to determine. That's not what anybody's talking about, though. They're talking about should your like 4-year old. That's the issue. That's what we're talking about. Appropriateness. Because some kids can't handle some things. I mean, my gosh, I could not handle certain issues when I was 5 that I could when I was, you know, 16. There's a difference. Are we so stupid as a species that we don't recognize that anymore? Holy hell, we deserve to get just absolutely flattened and turned to mush by an asteroid. We really do. But that's what gets me. So Target issue, and I want to add this too. This was a video. Hang on, I know we got to get moving, but I wanted to, what audio soundbite was this? This was audio soundbite 10. I don't like going after employees. Now, it's one thing if an employee gets in your face, right, and is being, you know, ridiculous. But I don't like targeting random employees. And one customer did that and was recording this this woman on camera, and she was very collected and very... I didn't like it when people did it with the Chick-fil-A employees. Remember back 10 years ago when people started targeting the Chick-fil-A employees? I didn't like it with that, and I don't like it with this. This is audio soundbite 10.
Hey, do you guys support the satanic pride propaganda?
I yeah, both.
You support it?
Satan and pride.
You support Satan?
Mm-hmm.
What's God going to think of that?
I don't believe in God.
Wow. Do you think...
Did you need help with something?
You support the propaganda that's targeting the kids?
There's nothing targeting kids.
It's all over kids' TV shows. It's all over. They're targeting the kids.
Kids can choose to wear whatever they want.
Do you support the sexualization of kids through pride propaganda by corporate?
Is there something that we can help you with?
I'm just asking people questions. What about you, sir? Do you support this?
I'm not answering any questions, but if you're here to cause any disturbance in the store...
I'm just asking questions. Do you work for Target?
You're disrupting...
Do you work for Target?
I do, actually.
Where's your name tag?
I am the undercover loss prevention.
Oh, okay.
So...
I'm just asking questions. So do you support this satanic propaganda?
I'm not answering your questions. What you need to do is you either need to leave the store...
God will judge you guys.
Okay.
I mean, I can't... He won't if I don't believe in it.
And also, is that our shirt?
Yeah, it is.
Are you going to purchase that shirt?
Hey, ma'am, do you support this?
What did I just say?
You support Pride propaganda? Whoa, I'm buying this.
I need you to...
You just said you're
not buying
I'm going to buy it and burn
it. Let me interject. Okay, let me interject here. I don't think this is the best way to go about it. And do I think that the female, she was calm and collected. Do I think she's nuts? Yes, of course I do. And I, you know... legitimately and without any trace of irony, I mean, I think you should say a prayer for her, for real. But I don't believe that just going after talking to random employees in the store is the way to do it. I think that actually undercuts. People have been doing a great job so far at showing. I mean, it was a mom that was going through. It was actually a couple of moms that were going through the store saying that they went in to get stuff for their kids and they saw this stuff and were like, oh! And they recorded video, and that's what started all of this. And it was them just genuinely reacting to this stuff, and they weren't targeting anyone. And that actually allowed, because they weren't aggressive, it actually showed the merchandise. The merchandise itself was more aggressive than the reaction of the moms. And I think that's kind of the key here. I think that this, you don't want to look like the aggressor, because the stuff that we're objecting to is aggressive enough.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
I think this is silly fantasy. Oprah Winfrey, they say, could replace Dianne Feinstein in the Senate. This is according to a new report. They are desperate to get Feinstein out. Have you listened to Democrats talk? They don't talk like that about Fetterman. Look, I'm going to tell you, Oprah is not going to run for Senate. She wants to stay in her properties in Hawaii and Montecito, and she just wants to cook with her copper cookware and hang out with Gail and, like, not be doing this stuff. It's never going to happen. Never going to happen. This is a smoking gun. So, apparently, a landlord torched a building in Minnesota as the song "We Didn't Start the Fire" blasted from inside. Investigators allege that Travis Carlson, via smoking gun, 37. I can't believe this guy's 37. He looked... Dude, living hard. He burned a Duluth duplex last Thursday morning using gas that he got from his car as accelerant. He's being held in the county jail on $75,000 bond. He was charged with arson, first degree. It's a felony. And they were dispatched to the duplex at 4 a.m. And they arrived. The song "We Didn't Start the Fire" was blaring from the upstairs apartment as it was on fire. Thankfully, nobody was hurt. But it's first degree arson, so he's in a lot of trouble. This, a black half football field sized triangular UFO, is seen hovering over California military base, Abe base, for 10 minutes before vanishing in dramatic footage taken by Marines in 2021. It was hovering in the night sky at Camp Wilson, and it was on April 20th, 2021. At least 50 Marines saw it. And a number of them recorded the craft just like hanging out before it vanished without a trace. You know what it's aliens, dude. I'm not saying it's aliens, but it's... I'm going to be so mad. One of my sons says, what if it's like time travelers? I would be so livid if it was time travelers, because that's so boring. Like, I don't want people from the future. Get out of here. I want, like, monsters and aliens. That's what I want. According to police, a man shot his roommate over a hot pocket. A Kentucky man. He shot his roommate in the butt after the victim ate the last hot pocket in the freezer. Clifton Williams, 64, and smiling in his mugshot, and the victim got into an argument Saturday night in Louisville. The victim says that Mr. Williams was mad that he ate the... What kind of hot pocket was it? He ate the last hot pocket. And then he said Williams began throwing tiles at him. And then the victim says, this is the police affidavit, that he tried to fight back by trying to beat his A-double snakes. And then they continued to get into it. And as the victim was trying to leave the property, that's when Williams shot him in the butt when he was trying to leave. He's being held on $7,500 bond at the Jefferson County Jail there in Kentucky. There's no word as to what type of hot pocket was taken. I think that's kind of important, just saying, you know. This AI company says that it'll perform a seance on your dead loved ones. Kane says, I didn't think that AI was evil. That sounds freaky. I don't need
AI
it to
is
be
evil.
I don't
AI
need it to be doing that. ABC News says an inmate tunneled through a wall and stabbed a man in a neighboring cell, say prison officials. That's what we call determination, folks. A Georgia inmate tunneled through a wall in a jail facility in Fulton County, Georgia, trying to harm a man in a neighboring cell. Kavian Thomas allegedly dug this hole through the wall in a shower stall. And then he got into the adjacent cell block. And that's when he attacked Durandne Russell, another inmate. I stabbed him multiple times. They were pretty much superficial stab wounds. He was treated in the medical unit of the jail for his injuries. He didn't require hospitalization. I just think, how are you going to be tunneling through a wall? And then, I'm not saying, yeah, and not like actually stab a guy worse than that. Like, you put all this effort into tunneling through? I mean, I'm glad that they, you know, that there was, you know, I'm done. We got more on the way. Stay with us. Oregon in 2021, I did not know they had passed this thing. I don't sound so dumb to say. My friend Stephen Green wrote about this at PJ Media. The Menstrual Dignity Act. Why do we need that? Like, who said that there was no dignity? Why do we even have to talk about dignity with it? Who said there was no dignity with it? Guys, we have to have a Dignity Act for every basic biological function. So they had this school called Lake Ridge High School in Oregon. They had an issue with what they said was vandalism because they had put a tampon dispenser in the boys' bathroom. So I guess as part of the Menstrual Dignity Act, they were putting free tampon dispensers in the boys' bathrooms. And I just would like to reiterate, if you are bleeding from your nether regions and you're a dude, you need to see a doctor, not a tampon dispenser. Well, boys being boys, God love them, they did what they felt was necessary, and they ripped the damn thing off the wall and they stuck it into the toilet. Not just once either. And there are photos. So the school sent an email to the parents saying, in the last weeks, we have been combating vandalism in the boys' bathrooms. Students have been taking the tampon dispensers down and placing them inside the toilets. We would like your help in stopping this form of vandalism. Now, the school says we are just merely complying with that Menstrual Dignity Act, which requires schools to provide menstrual products in gender-neutral male and female restrooms. So there's nothing, why, my friend Steven argues there's nothing dignified about any of the bodily functions. That's why there's a door in the bathroom. He's not wrong. I mean, does the term modesty not exist? Does that not exist anymore? You don't have to have recognition for everything. We have become such an indulgent society that we now apparently demand awards and freebies for basic biological things. And it seems as though they put this up, like they started doing this without there even being a need for this. That's the other thing that's weird. I mean, I don't know. But I wouldn't, if this was one of my kids, honestly, I would not punish them. Would you? I wouldn't punish them at all. Mm-mm. No, because I think it's silly. First off, it's entirely silly to do that. And I also like the fact that the boys are speaking out about this, because whenever women try to do anything, they're called bigots for feeling uneasy in their restrooms. If you have to share that space with a man who could still be sexually attracted to you. No, I think all these boys deserve like a field trip day. Honestly, like take them to a theme park or something, right? Buy him a new Xbox. I'd be like, let's go to the Xbox. Let's go to GameStop, guys. Let's go. Not even. I totally would. You know what? Because I know I'm going to get the people out there who are like, well, you shouldn't reward vandalism. The vandalism was what was done, not the response to it. Let's be real. Let's be real on that. Now, the other thing, and then we're going to move on to this other stuff. Calvin Klein. Hasn't Calvin Klein always been kind of controversial? I just remember being in high school and didn't they get in trouble for some of their underwear stuff, their underwear ads? You might remember this, Kane. Didn't they get in trouble for some of that back in the day? Yeah. So they've always kind of been kind of controversial. I'm really sorry for what Juan is probably going to put up on the screen. I'm going to, I had this huge conversation with Kane. I think the one sports bra is photoshopped. So Calvin Klein has this ad where they got a dude who is serious. It's a dude. There's no question about it. He's in a sports bra, and that's part of their ad. The guy's name is Bappy Kortrum. He's from the Netherlands, and he's a trans man who has, what they said, not had top surgery yet. That looks photoshopped, though. It's totally, it is photoshopped, because Kane, if you'll notice, they're like two separate. Like, it's that's totally photoshopped on him. That is entirely photoshopped. He did not pose on that.
It does look photoshopped.
Yeah, especially when in the image, the one I shared, the one I sent you, yeah, is, it's totally like the band looks different in some of the images. Yeah, so anyway, they shared this, and I want to ask a question, because I don't know who does that appeal to? If you look at that, ladies, I'm asking you, if you look at that, part of advertising is psychology, correct? Part of advertising is you want to look that way. Be real. When you look at some of the people wearing some of the clothes, you think, I wonder how that will look on me. And that's how you end up getting something that, you know, looks horrible on you, especially if you're short-waisted and it doesn't, you know, exactly work. But you like the way things look on people, and you try to imagine that working on you. That's part of the psychology. That's human nature. We're trying to destroy human nature. I don't understand who they think that's going to appeal to, because I just see, it just doesn't look attractive to me. It looks like a stretched out sports bra. If that's how they want to advertise, and they want to ruin their athletic leisure lines or their clothing lines, I don't know, but I just don't find it. They're morbidly obese. They're obese. That guy's morbidly obese. And I don't know why people are celebrating his unhealthiness, because they think, I mean, remember, you used to have Mark Wahlberg back in the day. Now it's that. That's a big change. But we shouldn't be celebrating morbid obesity. That's unhealthy. Just like you wouldn't celebrate anorexia, you shouldn't be celebrating morbid obesity. It's dangerous, and it's not good for the person's health. And I cannot stand this whole thing where everyone is, it's this pathological empathy. But it's not even really empathy. Because actual empathy indicates that you really, you care enough, and you're trying to find this common ground, or you're trying to empathize with someone, you're trying to help. It doesn't seem like there's real genuine concern there.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.